Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Here we are in the middle of January. If you have your grill packed away, you know what? Dust off your man card, go in your shed, and get your grill back out because it's winter, but that doesn't mean you stop grilling. Right, Bob?
That's right. And thanks a lot, Jop. Welcome to the show. Welcome to 2020, the year of the smoke.
That's right.
It's 2020, baby, and I can't believe I made it this far. I should have died so many times, but here I am to revel in the smoke.
That's right.
And the goodness of this earth for one more year.
One more year.
Yeah.
We're on it. We are all over it with the grilling guys, and you should be too. We'd love to have you join our team, and come on as a sponsor if you're listening out there.
You can, or just take over for us.
Yeah, that's right.
We kind of suck sometimes.
And I just like to sit on the grill and eat as opposed to talking.
Sit on the grill. Well, it is the year of the smoke, 2020. You know, the Chinese always have the year of something. So the grilling guys are coming up with their own calendar, and we've determined that 2020 is the year of the smoke.
That's right.
So we're going to help you get your smoke on. We're going to help you get your meat and going in the right direction.
Right.
And your taste buds standing at attention.
Right.
And, of course, your better half begging for more. How about that?
Yeah, speaking of begging for more.
No, here's a segue, Brian.
No. I've decided to you know, I'm on this little health kick, and that everybody starts one of those at the beginning of the year, or a lot of people do, not everybody, but I'm on a little bit of a health kick, so I'm cooking a head.
What kind of head, like a sheep's head?
Right, no, head cheese. No, just kidding. I'm cooking a head on the weekends for the week, and it's been an interesting little process because this last weekend we were going to focus on Lisa and I are trying to do this together, focus on four nights of salads, right? So it's like, what proteins can I cook on the weekend that'll hold during the week to put on a salad, right? Well, of course, the skinless, boneless chicken breasts come up. But I also did a big fillet of salmon and just put some dill and some garlic. And
technically, it's called fillet.
Right, yeah. Well, it did. That's the crazy part is that we had a couple chicken salads and a couple salads with salmon on them. And it was really good. And I was pleased to learn that the salmon that I smoked on Sunday was still good on Wednesday. And I just put it in a refrigerator in a plastic container with a lid, and it held just fine. And I was worried it was going to get a little oily or a little slimy, but it didn't. So but just dill, garlic, and a little butter on top, threw that on the smoker, obviously let it go. Until it got flaky. I don't ever put a temperature on a piece of salmon. Look till it flakes a little bit away. But I cook it with the skin on. I just think it stays better on the grill so I can move it around if I have to and picking it off without having
So do you just put it skin side down and shut the grill?
Yeah.
And put your dill or lemon or both or whatever on top? That's a good way to do it because then it'll slide right off the skin, won't it?
Yes, it did. It comes off the grill easy.
Yeah.
But then when you're ready to, eat it. I slid it off the skin, weighed it once, put the rest of it in the fridge, and it held really well. So that was a pleasant surprise because I was a little concerned. I knew the chicken would be fine because, chop that up anyway and just kind of reheat it.
Just yard bird.
Right.
You know, Tim Sobey is going to be on from Sobey Meats in the third segment, and he's got a cool new chicken product we're going to want to. It sounds like a super chicken, like, an Olympic athlete chicken. So we're gonna want to pick
in the size or the strength.
Yeah, everything. He said it's actually got marbling.
Wow.
So I don't know. He might have been having a couple dipsy doodles. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I did a little indirect grilling. If you ever go up to the Chase Creek Smokehouse, you'll see that they have smoked meatloaf on their menu.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that because Pat was listening to the show, and I was encouraging people to do what I had tried the week before, which was basically putting meatloaf indirect on my grill and kind of smoking it. So it came out so well, and I do it on a pizza stone that I've been doing it ever since. Well, Pat was listening to the show. He thought it was a cool idea. It's cool that restaurants can listen to us and actually try some of our goofy ideas, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then, and people loved it.
Right.
You know, they serve hundreds of people every day.
Right.
It's a big joint. And it's right on US 10 in West Michigan, US 10 just between Reed City and Baldwin, if you know where US 10 is. It goes from like Midland all the way to
Ludington.
Goes across Lake Michigan. It's the ferry.
Right.
US 10 is actually a car ferry as well. So it shoots across there. It's a big crossroad. And they're just on a snowmobile trail, an old railroad track. And it's an awesome, gigantic smokehouse. And we love the boys at Chase Creek. Well, Linda especially. Pat's never around. His wife's a slave there. But anyway, so they have that. I did that indirect meatloaf. And then after doing my family events for Christmas last weekend, one day I did a bunch of ribs. I told you I cut them up individually, smoked them, yada yada. Well, Maureen liked them so much, and she got so few when we fed her family, that I did those again two nights ago before she took off for Florida.
Okay,
so I'm batching it again.
Are you?
Yes.
So rough life she lives.
Yeah, I know. She's got a convention down there.
Yeah,
and then she's taking a week and running around.
Well, there
with
you
her
are.
Girlfriend.
Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So I did this ribon voyage, little ribon. Sorry, I like my segues.
Didn't work.
Too.
It looks better
bon
on
voyage,
paper.
Bon voyage.
Okay.
So I gave her ribs before she left, and she used to love ribs, and we probably got sick of ribs, and we just didn't do them. So when I did them
beef
for Christmas,
or pork?
Pork.
Okay.
When you did them for Christmas, she just really got after them and said, "Oh my gosh, those were so good. Let's do them again." So I went to Sobeys, bought some baby backs, and just cut them up individually. Did the same exact thing.
Well, if you weren't listening last week, what was this?
Well, I just basically take the membrane off the back, and then I cut the ribs individual. So you go in between each bone, and you cut the meat in half, and so you have individual fingers. And then I took Bone Daddy's championship rub and lightly dusted them all, threw them in the smoker, threw them on my Cajun grill. No flavor wood at all, just some good lump charcoal. And, oh, my gosh, after about 3 hours, I took them out. I put them actually in a big cast iron pan. I put a lid on top of it, and I put it back in. I put a little bit of sauce on them and let them go for another hour. And, I mean, they were.
Now, you were putting just, you're putting butter and.
I did your favorite sauce.
Which
I
one?
Did the,
oh, the apple.
Yeah, the American Stockyards apple.
Harvest apple. Yeah,
yeah.
That's great stuff,
it
man.
It really was. Yeah. It really was. I'm rediscovering some of those American Stockyard sauces. You can find those at Garrett's, Sobey Meats. You can go to, R&J Best Choice up in Houghton. They got Tip Up Town coming pretty quick.
Yeah.
We should hit those guys, too.
If they get any ice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're getting a little bit.
So
that was my week at the grill.
Yeah.
I had to.
So you're batching it for a couple weeks now.
I am, yeah. And
ooh,
I've got.
I'll be over. Those are always good steak nights at Bob's house
when he's batching it
because he gets bored and he has to put out food for the Pelicans
in order
for us to come over.
I think what you're going to find is that Mr. Sobey is going to put some loin on special.
Oh.
Today.
Okay.
They're probably on by the time this show is done. He'll have. You'll have the doors open, and there will be beef loin at a crazy price if you mention the Grilling Guys. So you're going to want to go to Sobey Meats today and mention you heard it on the Grilling Guys, and you're going to get a crazy good deal on, like, excellent choice beef loin.
Wow. Sounds awesome.
So we'll be
there. Exactly. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about the hog and see how high on the hog we can get. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillandguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillandguys.com.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com. Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Barbecue Bob, we're talking about the whole loin and nothing but the loin today. Not a lion. They look like they're spelled the same, but they're not. So anyway, we talked about going to the hog now. So pork loins. There's tenderloins and there's all kinds of loins, right?
Right.
But what do we want to talk about?
Well, welcome. Thanks, Jop, and welcome. Thanks for joining us. Welcome back. I would like to remind you all that we have a great bunch of resources for you out there on the web. TheGrillingGuys.com has a ton of recipes if you like doing loin or meatloaf or rib bon voyage. Whatever you want to do, you go to TheGrillingGuys.com. You can send us a question. You can ask us things on there. It's a blog. It makes julienne French fries, actually. And there's
tenderizes your meat.
There's a little icon on the top right that has a set of earmuffs, and you can sign up because we ship out a lot of podcasts every week, and our podcasts are free. You can get them there. You can go to the iHeartRadio app, and you can sign up for the Grillin' Guys podcast as well. And podcasting is huge now, and it's just a very convenient way to listen to the show. So if you can't get through another week without listening to our marvelous voices, sign up for a podcast in case you're busy on Saturdays. Also, there's a search bar there, and you can punch in your keyword, and you'll probably find a recipe or a product or some help. On the right side of the page, there's a bunch of sponsors, and you click on their icon, and you'll see what kind of sales and specials they have going on right now that might save you a little money on great products. And we're picky with who we sign up for sponsors, so if it's on there, it's a good product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, loin. I love pork loin just because it's such a deal. I mean, you wait till you see it on sale, and then you grab a bunch of them.
Right. So let's distinguish between the inside loins and the loins that are backstrapped.
Loin or tenderloin, just right. Like with beef. You have a loin and you have a tenderloin. With beef, it's filet mignon. With a loin, it's a ribeye.
Right.
So with pork, it's a loin or a center cut loin, and then you have pork tenderloin, which are the little bitty ones.
Yeah,
and
about the size.
I'm not a big fan of pork tenderloin for some reason. It's okay. It's really tender.
Right.
But I'm a little weird about it.
There's not a lot of fat on one of those. They're very lean, so you have to put some sort of a sauce, a marinade, an oil, or something on those if you're going to grill those tenderloins. Now, I like them because typically there's only two of us at a meal, right?
So it's the right size.
So it's the right size, and I can throw those on the grill. Not too hot of a grill, but, you know, medium heat, and you can get those done in 15, 20 minutes.
So what you just heard there was Jop saying that he's so stingy. He never invites anybody over to eat at his house. He just cooks for himself.
Well, that's not the case. But every day is. I mean, every day is not a party at my house like it is at yours, right?
Okay.
But from time to time, I cook just the tenderloins. But you can buy them in the store already seasoned, or you can buy them just.
And those are great.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Hormel does them. All sorts of people do that. But yep. You'll pay $6 a pound instead of $4.
Right, exactly.
So,
and I can flavor them the way I want,
right.
And they're, to me, that's just as good. So.
I did these. Now, I want to talk about loin. You can also, just cut that loin into chops, which I've talked about a million times here, making your own pork chop out of it. Well, my wife bought some pre-cut like that at the big box supermarket, right? And I was kind of like panic stricken because, number one, I go to Sobey for my meat. And
right.
Number two, I don't know. I would rather buy a whole loin on sale for $2 or $3 a pound than to buy these things at $4 or $5 a pound.
Right, just because somebody ran a knife through them.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're too thin. I want mine 1.5 inches, and then I'm going to take my Jacquard and I'm going to beat them up. Well, I did that with the ones she bought anyway, and I took some orange oil and orange balsamic from Old World Olive Press.
Mm-hmm.
And
blood orange oil and yeah. Tangerine balsamic is what
it is.
Yep.
It was another orange. They've got a couple oranges now, but it was the blood orange oil. And then when I got done finishing them off, I took a slice of orange and I put it on each one, shut the lid, and just parked it and let them ramp down. And my mouth's watering right now because that was such a beautiful combination. I've never tried
citrus
it before.
Citrus and
that
pork
way.
Is always good.
I know, yeah. But I've never tried that blood orange oil and whatever their new orange balsamic is, the combination of the two. I was afraid it might be a little too much. Man, it wasn't at all.
Right.
What happens is that balsamic kind of burns or darkens up as you finish it, as you glaze it off, and it reduces. And so you get a little bit more black marks on it,
mm-hmm.
and it was just really nice. It was
right.
beautiful.
So did you put that oil and or the balsamic on before you hit it with the Jacquard or after?
After.
Okay. So
and then I marinated it for, I did that and then I marinated it for maybe an hour.
In
a bowl.
No, what in marinade?
The oil and the balsamic.
Right, okay.
Not a lot of balsamic.
Right.
Mostly the oil.
But so you hit that with the Jacquard and what that does is that breaks down the fibers. It's the little bed of nails. We've talked about it many, many times. It's
I tortured
a tool.
It. Tortured.
Right. Put it in there, let it set for an hour, took it out. And then did you go straight to the grill with it, or did it set out on a board to? I think you go straight to the grill, don't
straight
you?
Straight to the grill.
Right. Out of the.
And then I closed the lid, and then I put the oranges on it after I flipped them, turned it off basically, and just let them coast in.
Right.
And they were just picture perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
It was very nice.
Awesome.
It was very nice.
Right. So
and so another thing you can do, you've actually played around with whole pork loins
right.
A lot. Tell us some successful techniques you've done.
Well, the first and easiest is a rotisserie, right, where you can just and you're talking about the pork loin that's the size of a softball now, right?
Yep.
And you can buy that, you know, a whole one is maybe 2 foot long.
Yeah,
and so,
nobody gets those.
Right, but get a chunk of it, whatever it is that you need to feed.
They usually call them center cuts.
Right, yeah, and you can find them anywhere. Sobeys has them. Everybody has them, but you get a chunk of that, and I run the skewer through the center of it, but I usually brine it because there's fat on the outside, and it's a pretty lean piece of meat, and I'll put it in a little brine for a couple hours just to try to drive some moisture and a little bit of flavor in it, do my aromatics, my salt, my sugar, and let that brine for a couple hours and then put it on that rotisserie in direct heat. And what I mean by that is I've got a rotisserie that's a charcoal grill, and I set the fire off to the side. It's not directly under because this thing's going to render, right? And it's going to drip. And if those renderings are hitting those hot coals, you're going to get flare-ups. Whereas if they're beside, I've even put a pan underneath there so I don't get this greasy mess in the bottom of my grill that it catches the drippings. And you can also use those for gravies or sauces on other parts of your meal. But that's my favorite way of doing it, Bob, is the rotisserie. And you know what? The key to the success of that is your thermopen, because you stop the rotisserie, stick the pen into the center part, and make sure that you're at your 150 or 155 for the roast. But
there
anyway,
you go. Good
yeah,
tip. Good
great
tip,
great technique for a loin. Coming up next, it's the Loin King, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meat. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, we've been talking everything loin on this show, and we got a guest on the grilling line right now, right?
That's right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is 2020, the year of the smoke, as decreed by the Grilling Guys. So who better to have on than the right from the Disney film himself, the Loin King, Tim Sobey.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're good, Tim. We're
smoking
really
it
good.
Up, baby. Smoking it up.
Yeah, good to hear your voice, my friend. Happy New Year. Yeah, we haven't had a chance to say that yet, but glad you could make a minute and spend some time with us here on the show today.
I already told everybody you're going to put some loin on special today, so you better have it.
Oh, yes, and whenever you're ready, we already got that plan figured out for,
let's do it.
For the Grilling Guys listeners, and you're going to like this.
Yes, so let's hear it. It's today and today only if you mention the Grilling Guys, right?
Yes. So for the Grilling Guys listeners, you come in, say you heard this. We'll get you special price, $1.59 a pound for red wattle pork loin roast.
Wow.
So that's our local raised pig. And, you know, every time a pig dies, there's going to be a party. Well, the party is today with a pork loin roast off that red wattle pork.
Okay, and, $1.59 a pound.
Yeah. $1.59 a pound.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. That's, and I'm going to have to buy it from them. That's cheaper than I'm paying for it.
Hey, Tim, so explain the significance of red wattle, because it ain't your daddy's hog.
That's not Red That's Peter's.
True. No.
No. The red wattle is it's an heirloom breed of pig. So every time through the years they've done a marketing thing, I'm sure you've heard it, pork, the other white meat,
right,
is the single best marketing for meat of all times. So they bred the fat out of the pig to make it that lean white meat, well, fat's flavor. So the red wattle is an old heirloom breed that still has marbling in it, like Duroc or Berkshire or Yorkshire pig does. And it's the taste of that good old-fashioned pig, even in the pork loin.
So is that going to be one of those real hairy pigs?
They're not super hairy, no.
So you don't worry about that on your piece of loin, Bob. He's probably a professional.
No.
He's cleaned it.
Well, I'm just thinking of making a jacket or something out of the hide.
Right.
No, the hairiest loins, the hairiest pigs really are the Ohio State cheerleaders, but we'll talk about that another day.
Well, there we go.
You can't say that.
Right.
But those are the hairy hogs, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're back. We were just talking about it in the last segment about pork loin and that it's lean and I brine it before I put it on a rotisserie. But this, you're saying there's actual marbling in the meat.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
Yes, there is. Yep.
Tim, you know, as usual, we're being produced today by Mr. Brian Fongers, who's the wizard of the big board here. And he doesn't really like Ohio State, so I think you just scored huge points with him. I think you're going
to
get you're going to get extra production time on your segment.
Right. we probably shouldn't say this, but you know, doing pig roast, you know, and folks will get the whole hog from us. So every time when it's on a cart and it's going, I go, "Oh, there goes another Ohio State cheerleader for a party."
Boy, wow.
You can't say that.
Right. Yeah. We don't know any personally, so we're not picking on anybody specifically.
But that's right.
But, you know, categorically speaking, we're with you.
Yeah.
We're with you on this. So Bob told me you've also got some sort of mega chicken there at the store now. Tell us about this new type of chicken.
Schwarzer chicken.
Yeah. And it's a French chicken. And and Galois Brie. And it comes from a region in France, and it's the only chicken that marbles up like beef does.
Really?
Like a chicken won't piss you off enough, he's got to be French.
Right.
Yeah.
So why'd the chicken cross the ocean to get marbled up, right? So
that's right.
So you're not importing this stuff from France. Somebody's raising them here, right?
Absolutely. So we have a local farmer, and actually this would be, I'll say, the cleanest chicken you could get. If you said, is it non-GMO, check, you know, and everything all down the list. So basically, this farmer, the mainstay of his farm, he's a compost farmer. So lawn clippings and all that kind of stuff comes to his farm. He puts it out in the field, turns it periodically, turns it into good topsoil, and that's what they use to basically build this good topsoil.
So, and then you add a little chicken poop with it.
And you add the chicken poop, and the chickens is basically, this is a byproduct of that. These chickens are out there doing what chickens do. They're scratching through this. They're eating the bugs, the grubs, the worms, the frogs, you know, snakes, everything.
And nine out of ten coyotes prefer them.
Right.
Oh, yes. And, oh, I got a quick story about that, too. But when that's what chickens do, that's what they eat, and that's what makes a chicken taste like a chicken.
Right.
So people think, oh, that's so gross, but that's what they do. You know, they're not the cleanest animal.
That's right. And you never hear people say, tastes just like fish.
Right. Well, it tastes like chicken.
That's right.
So these are free-range chickens that he's got out in these fields. And
yep.
So I've not seen this. I'll stop by today and buy some of it because it sounds wonderful, but there's actually, is it in the breast meat? Is it in the thighs? Where's the marbling at?
It's in the breast meat, more in the breast meat. The legs and thighs as being dark meat, and there's a lot of flavor there. But they're actually, I hate to say it that way, but skinnier like chickens. And, you know, my one-legged salesman that's a barbecuer also, mm-hmm. he just had, as we were comparing notes, had one the other day. The drums are a little bit smaller, and they're a little bit tougher, so you'll have to cook them a little bit more, maybe wrap them to finish them off. But there again, these chickens are out doing all day long. They're using their legs to run from predators, or they're scratching in the compost. So that leg meat is getting worked down a little bit. I'm going to use the word tougher.
Like a roadrunner.
Yeah. It's a roadrunner, yep.
But they're top-heavy, right? I mean, they've got big breasts, and they're all marbled up.
This is going sideways.
Yeah.
Okay, enough with the chicken. How about some beef loin? What can you tell our folks to straighten them out on beef loin in 2 minutes?
Beef loin, so the local beef we're getting now is American Wagyu. If you haven't heard of that, Wagyu is a Japanese beef. So the American Wagyu, they basically take the straws from the purebred bull, breed that to an American cow, and they're a half breed. They're more marbled up. It's phenomenal meats.
And so Wagyu, in case you don't know what it is it's the American version of Kobe beef. Everybody's heard of Kobe beef. Well, Wagyu is the American offshoot from that crazy, ridiculous process that you know, what do they massage them and sing to them at night and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's what they do. The Kobe is actually, it's a Wagyu beef, but the process they do, they call it the Kobe or Kobe. And it's because, yeah, they're singing to them and massaging them every day and all that stuff. But that still is from Wagyu beef.
Yeah, crazy.
So the Kobe is kind of the way that they raise it. So, yes, that's what it is. And on that loin, the three main steaks you have on there would be the T-bone, the porterhouse, and the bone-in sirloin. And if somebody's looking to get just that loin meat, we can do that. And just phenomenal meats. So good time of the year to get that. If you said, you know what, I want to buy just a beef loin, and they're going to be maybe 60, 70 pounds, and we'll do a special price just for that. You know, you might be around, let's say, $6.99 a pound that
awesome.
You're paying for all that meat.
Awesome.
But you're getting three of the primus cuts.
Right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for taking some time with us. Get to Sobey Meats today if you want to get a ridiculously priced piece of pork loin. And look at Tim's chicken legs.
Sweet.
All right, buddy.
Check my legs.
Thanks
all
for
right.
Thanks for joining the grilling, guys.
Smoke on.
All right.
Tim Sobey, Sobey Meats, if you've ever listened to our show, you know he's our man. He is our butcher.
And politically incorrect.
And hopefully he becomes your butcher as well. You got to get over there on Remembrance Drive. But coming up next, the best pork loin Bob has ever cooked. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, a week from today, Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens will be exhibiting at the New Home and Remodeling Show in downtown Grand Rapids, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think it's the 17th through the 19th. I'll be there moderating some speaker events.
So that sounds like an opportunity right there if you want to learn about homes and you want a chance to go heckle Jop while he's up on the big stage, I highly recommend doing that. Because I won't be able to make it, and somebody needs to be there to call BS.
Keep me in check. Is that how that works? But anyway.
There's all kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, but Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens are all over that show. You'll find me in the booth there, and stop by and say hi. But anyway, Bob, back to the show. I misspoke. I said we were going to talk about pork loin, but we already did that.
We did.
So let's
jump the shark.
Let's go to the big old beef off the back of what Tim Sobey was talking about there.
Yes, and the beef loin. I love doing big chunks of meat, which is why you and I decided that we would do this whole loin show because, I mean, I think maybe when you get older, you get lazier, and you just, after you've done this as long as we've done it, you just don't want to have to work so hard on every piece of meat. The set it and forget it really kicks in, and then it's cocktail hour, and you really rather sit back and enjoy a nice glass of scotch and a cigar than stand at the grill and fuss and primp and choke
right
over the smoke.
Right. It is the year of the smoke, though.
It is, but I don't want to have to stand in it so much like sometimes I have to when I'm doing a big crowd. So,
yeah, so we have a friend that goes to church with us. Dave is his name. And Dave and his son just bought a chunk of beef loin, and they did it. They cut it into inch-and-a-half thick steaks, and they did it in a reverse sear. And he said that turned out fabulous. So picture yourself with a T-bone or a porterhouse, which comes off that beef loin, and they put it on indirect heat and got it up to about 90 degrees internal temperature, just slow with a little bit of smoke, and then put it on ramped, and it was on a pellet grill, right? So they set the pellet grill low, brought this up to 90 degrees, he said, and then they pulled them, turned the pellet grill up to high, and I guess whatever kind he has, got it to like 500 degrees in there over the searing part of the pellet grill. And then he put them back on there and brought them to the 125 because they both like them medium rare. And it just put a little crisp on the outside. But that only took 3 or 4 minutes on its side. So they said, but that slow process, bringing it up to 90 slow.
And I'd say you could go even up to 110 if you wanted to.
Right.
Which is a good temperature. My gauge says,
yep,
bring it to 110, then go direct. Because now you've only got 25 degrees to go. You're not going to ruin the outside trying to get your center up 25 degrees. Your hot juices and that muscle are already moving around like madmen. It's like a microwave where they excite the atoms. It's the hot juices in that muscle are already doing that, so you're not going to have such a battle like you will when you throw a cold piece of meat on there and you're exciting the outside of it with all this temperature and the inside's going, leave me alone, I'm sleeping in this morning.
Right.
No, you've already taken 2 hours and gotten the center of it to wake up. It's like a teenager, right? Get his butt out of bed. And you like the analogies, it's really, we've been there.
Rampant.
Yeah.
It was rampant.
I've got the analogies, you've got the segues.
Right.
We've got everything covered. Either way, it's 2020, year of the smoke. It's the Grilling Guys. Check us out on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. And I'm on Instagram as well. So you can follow our crazy antics and maybe catch some recipes or some great photos of some food that either turned out great or maybe not so much.
Right. And you know what? It happens to the best of us.
It does.
It really
does. And the worst of us.
So back to this beef loin. We've got a little gig coming up on the 20th. Bob and I go to the same church, and we're going to talk about the cooking the whole loin in the last segment of the
show.
That's
right. So this loin thing, one of the great things you can do is you can take and smoke that loin in advance. Let's say you're going to have 10, 15 people coming over. And you have a small smoker, okay? Well, and I'm going to go down to Sobeys, and I'm going to buy two of these. I'm going to call them beef loin because you heard Tim talking about it. That's either going to be a porterhouse or a T-bone, but you're just taking the loin out of there or ribeye. So it's taking standing
rib roast almost
without the rib,
right,
or with the rib. But let's say you have the rib detached, like some of us like to do. So you take that whole loin, rub it, smoke it, and bring it up to 110. I like that number. Pull it off and put it right in the refrigerator. Cool it down instantly. So it stops at 105, 110. Wrap it in some aluminum foil, throw it in the fridge, or set it on a rack in the fridge so it cools faster because you don't want it to dally around in the danger zone. And then refrigerate it overnight, and then do your other one, throw it in there, refrigerate it overnight. Now you've got two big muscles staged and ready to go to battle for those 14 people that are coming over that you, being that grilling guy, want to serve them the best steak they've ever had. So your wife says, I had a $100 meal last night. Or your friend's wife says, I had a $100 steak last night. Like
right.
My wife said to me a couple nights ago, she said it to my daughter. It was the best thing I could have heard.
Right.
And I grill all the time. And I'm used to, you know, getting accolades, and I'm used to getting the crap when I screw it up too.
Right.
My wife's really fussy now. She's so spoiled, it's ridiculous. You know, if it's not like perfect.
Yeah, where's she at the next 2 weeks? Yeah, oh yeah, Florida, so, and you're not.
So, I'm just saying, we all do this because we want to make our guests or our family feel like, man, he really treated me.
Right.
That was awesome.
Yep.
Just like, you know, taking your wife's car down to the gas station and filling it up and washing it and doing those little things. You like to pamper the babe,
right,
and you want to pamper your friends and their kids and families and wives when they come over. So you go through, and I know, Jop, you do this religiously, you go through huge pains to make these great little side dishes and stuff that are very cool. You've turned me on to a lot of cool little side dishes and stuff that, I mean, are just something you're not going to get at Mr. Burger.
That's right. And the key to this, guys, is you eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your taste buds are third.
Right.
If it doesn't smell good and look good, you probably aren't going to have your mouth watering for it.
It's a bigger battle.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, if you can make it look like that and smell good before you ever get a bite, you're more than halfway there.
So the long way around the block here for me, you've got these two big pieces of meat. You cooled them off yesterday. They're nice and cold. Now you pull them out on your butcher block today. Your friends are coming over. Now you can cut those into the size steaks you want. The outside is already smoked, but they're only at 105, 110 center when they were pulled. So they have a ways to go before you get rid of all that blood, right?
Right.
So you cut them into your steaks. You put some oil and seasoning on them. I'd season them and then throw a nice oil, your favorite oil, or bacon grease, or whatever you like on them. I'm a bacon grease fan now. And then throw them on your grill, and now grill them to perfection, and you've got the best of both worlds. You have a big, beautiful ribeye that is smoky on the outside, grilled marks, seared to perfection, salted, you know, all that stuff that makes you feel like a man.
And it's time for some man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Yeah, you feel like a man. Jop feels like a man right now, I'll tell you what. And this one's for him. If you do not sweat, it's not a sport. People sweat during beer pong, though, Jop. So
yeah,
that's still a sport.
Right. Yeah, I even sweat playing golf. I don't sweat so much watching on TV. But, you know, on a nice hot day, you're going to sweat playing
sweat
golf.
Driving a NASCAR.
Yeah. But anyway, so beef is my favorite thing on the grill. And bar none, it's the best cut for me.
I thought shrimp would be your favorite.
No, you know, beef and shrimp are great. But, okay. No.
How about lobster?
No.
We got to do a seafood show coming.
No, I don't see us doing a seafood show.
We have to get Scott from Superior in here and do a seafood show because I would love to show you a few favorite things with lobster on the grill.
I just think
lobster on the barbie.
You know, most of the time for me, it's overcooked and it's a little rubbery, and I just don't.
Well, then
I just don't deal with it.
See, you shouldn't be overcooking it.
Yeah, well, that's because I don't do it enough.
It's a cockroach of the ocean. Come on, give it a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of shrimps on the barbie, a little shout out to our friends down in the land down under because that fire is just it's whacking all the koala bears, and they're a wonderful little animal in case you've never seen one.
Yeah, right. Coming up next, we've got a special thing we're going to be doing in another week, and we're going to tell you how we're going to do it. Stick with us. We'll be back. Here I go again.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Bob, we've been talking about whole loins during this entire show. And you and I got a little event coming up. Bob and I met at our church and go to the same church, which is part of our heritage here. But
it's called Impact.
Right. But we have been drafted to cover the steak cooking for Men's Night. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
That's right, and you remember the famous song "Year of the Cat." Well, 2020 is Year of the Smoke. We're going to be bringing the smoke to 300 to 350 men come January 20th at 6 o'clock. If you want to go and experience a cool church, it's a men's steak night. It's a great way for men to get together and experience fellowship and proteins, the great piece of steak.
Right.
And so we feed like over 300 guys there now, and we're going to be serving them all a nice ribeye steak, and we're going to be smoking those whole loins. We're bringing three big smokers in, and we're going to be doing those loin whole.
Right. And then so doors open at 6, dinner served at 7, and there's sides that we do with that as well. But the star of the show are these whole beef loins.
Mm-hmm.
And we get these things, and we season them up. And let's talk about how they're cooked, because these things are, what, they're 1.5 feet, 2 feet long?
Yeah, and the guy coming in to be the speaker is during dinner is, I think he's an Afghan vet who might be like a, I don't know, he's there to speak.
Yep, Purple Heart winner and talking about adversity and overcoming. And
did you see who it was?
Yeah, and I don't recall the name.
Well, so we're gonna have Sobe prepare or ship us all this loin, and when you get a giant, I'm gonna call it standing rib roast. Right, you can tell your butcher if you like to separate the ribs and truss them together with butcher's twine. Well, what we do is we have them separate the rib and ship those in separate bags. And then we've got, you know, a giant, picture yourself walking out of Sam's Club with a giant something. Well, that's what Sobe gives us, is this giant bags of ribs. And we're going to have to go back to the Flintstones, because it's like a brontosaurus rib.
Yeah.
So you have these giant ribs. And what I do is I take and cut them all up into individual single ribs, which is where I kind of guess I got this idea to do it a long time ago, just because I knew I had to feed a couple hundred guys and I wanted each to get one rib. I didn't want somebody walking up taking a whole
rack.
And so we use Tim's blend, which is very close to what Maureen's blend is, which is perfect for
seasoning,
prime.
That is.
So you cut those ribs up individually. And with beef ribs, I don't worry about trying to take the membrane off the back. You just don't have to worry about it. Why? Because I said so. You just cut them up into individuals. You get a great big steel bowl, and you start shaking it on them, and you just toss them around, and you put them on trays, and you go out and you throw them in the smoker. And Jop's going to be doing all the ribs on his big trailer smoker.
We'll try to get all 300 of them on there.
Yep, and you'll do it. You're good at packing it tight, and it's going to be awesome. Right. And so we'll have my smoker and Mark's smoker out there to do the
loins.
Gee whiz, what, 30 loin?
Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if we can space them out this time, it'll be a lot easier. He can do some of the ribs and some of the loin, and I can just do the rest of the loin, and we'll be in good shape. Yep. And then we'll cut those up into 1-inch steaks, and it's going to be good. Impact Church, January 20th, 6 o'clock. It's only $20.
Lowell, Michigan. Lowell, Michigan's where
the
we're going to be.
Steak alone's worth
$20. Shoot over to Sobey's this weekend and tell him you heard this on the Grilling Guys today. He's got a great deal on this red wattle pork loin at $1.59 a pound, but the only way you're going to get it is to tell him that you heard it on the Grilling Guys. So go over there and take advantage of this. You will not be disappointed. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, and we're looking forward to talking with you next week.
See you.